beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Yo, yo.
Yep.
What's up, man?
What's good?
Another episode of Beauty and the Trail.
Yeah, we moving them. Moving at work this season.
Moving at work.
Episode 5.
Mm-hmm. I thought I could keep my gum in my mouth, but as I'm talking.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm not as talented. But, yeah. So, hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing great, you know. I just don't want to hop in the episode, you know, just talking at you. I'm going to talk with you. How you doing? You feeling good?
What's up, y'all?
That's great. Okay. Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl,
I see
hey.
You on your way to work. Girl, I see you trying to look cute for the work, husband. I am here. I see you.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, let's get into this QSA. Today's QSA is based off of something that Issa Rae recently said in like a little sit-down interview.
I think that's what you're about to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was very profound. And she said, basically, to network across, you know, I've always had that mentality, but I didn't realize it until she said it and actually articulated it and put it into words. And I'm like, abso-freaking-lutely, Issa. Yes, because she said, you know, a lot of people are just always worried about networking up. You know, somebody who can do something for you, who can kind of put you on, you know, you're asking people, hey, you know, let's link. Does your jobs have any openings? Or, you know, can I intern for you? Can I shadow for you? Everybody's so worried about networking up instead of networking across. Who was on your level? Like, look to the left and to the right of you. I don't want to say who's on your level because that comes with like a negative stereotype or whatever, but who is, you know, at that same level of success as you are, but that's still kind of, you know what I mean. So yeah. If you are, I don't even want to say that. Whoever is trying to get it just like you.
Your peers. Or
your peers. Whoever's trying to eat just like you. You know what I mean? Those hungry photographers, in my case. So if I'm doing these events or whatever, you know, I try to look to somebody else. You know, you're new in photography. Come get on this event. Take some pictures. Build your portfolio.
Instead of going to somebody that's already.
Exactly. And trying to hair bust me. Because right. We can help each other. You're help. You know, you're building my portfolio. I'm getting free service. You know what I mean? You know, hitting up somebody to do a podcast. Network across. Look to the left and right of you. And you guys can benefit off of each other. Trade. Okay? That's a lot in business or whatever. Especially in media and stuff. Instead of paying each other, how can we trade services so that you benefit and I benefit? I love it. I think we should do much more of that instead of crab in a barrel. I'm not helping you. I'm only with this click and then that's it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm with that. I love that. So that's your KSA, network across. Eli has the bumper dump for today. Hey, Eli.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's good? It's your boy Westside Eli checking in with your bumper dump for the week. What up, beauty? What up, Trill? All right, so let's get right to it, man. We had some good music drop this weekend. Seemed like the last few weekends we've had a lot of good music. Division, they dropped Morning After. Told y'all about this joint last week. I hope y'all went and listened to that first album, September 5th, to get y'all ready for this one. But did confirm my thoughts on this album being a bump. Real sexy, as expected. I think I still like the first one a little bit better, but this is definitely getting added to the adult playtime playlist. Speaking of that playlist, Sabrina Claudio, she dropped About Time. So my boy at work put me onto this joint the other day, and I'm glad he did that. She's got a real airy but sultry voice that pairs perfectly with lighting that new lavender or jasmine scented candle and slapping on some cheeks. So yeah, I think my favorite joint on there so far is it's called Belong to You remix, and it's got Black or Six Lack. I think I'm gonna have to start respecting that man and his name after that that cipher from BET. That guy's pretty good. Hey, we had some hip hop drop too, man. We got Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is still making albums. It's kind of wild. It's called The Saga Continues. And if you want to feel like it's 1993 again, this is probably about as close as you're gonna get. Throw on your silk button up and overalls that are too big. But the album is pretty good. I think at this point, I don't need any more music from them. But Method Man can rap as long as he wants to. His flow is crazy. Like, his bounce over the beat is nuts. If you're 35 and up, this is probably an automatic bump for you. But to me, it's pretty meh as a whole. I don't know what to call this one. I'll let you listen to that one for yourself. Also, I got this joint bumping in the background right now, man. That new Gucci. Guwap. He dropped Mr. Davis. And it's 10-17. Yeah. All right, Gucci. Getting married. It's new Gucci. Man, hey, look, man. Before I tell you if this album is a bump or dump, I need you to understand that the old Gucci is gone. If you're expecting him to just show up and start rapping, you're a bozo. We're on new Gucci. This is the new Gucci. And to me, this is the best project he's put out since he's been out of jail, in my opinion. So he's got some features from some big names. He's got Migos, he got Chris Brown, Big Sean, and Monica. Nicki Minaj still up here ruining features. She needs Safari back badly. I saw a clip of him rapping, and yeah, she needs him back. But other than that, entire album, yep, Let It Rock. Play it in the whip. It passes the whip test. So yeah, that's pretty much it with what I got for you this week. If you want to argue about music, come holler at me on Twitter, man. Just search Westside Eli. Or if you want to search the whole thing because you can't spell Westside, type in underscore get money. If you want to argue, like I said, holler at me, man. We can argue about some music. Or if you got something you want me to give my unbiased opinion on, send it to me, man. I listen to it for sure. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Okay. I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
That Gucci.
Yeah, man. And Wu-Tang is still making albums. That's funny.
I'm good on that. I'm super good.
Right. Thanks, Eli. Time for your no shade.
What you got?
So, I got some shade to shade. I got some tea. So, a rep. Hold on. Okay. So, it was reported by thegrio.com that Toni Braxton and Birdman secretly got married. Okay, so if you haven't known that they've been dating for some time now, She brought him out on stage to one of her shows. You know, they haven't been quiet about their dating, but they've been not all over the place either. He made an appearance on the Braxton Family Values, which is her and her family's reality show, and he met her father and all that stuff. But, you know, the griot, you have to take their information with a grain of salt, because they also, I think they reported that Cardi B and Offset had got engaged, and that wasn't the case. So, yeah. But the update to this story recently is that a rep for Braxton tells US Weekly that the singer has not tied the knot yet. But it was reported that they secretly got married. That was according to a Jasmine Brand source. The source said, quote, they don't want anyone to know yet. They're trying to keep it secret, just like their relationship, to deny that they were actually together. They're so in love with each other. I'm surprised that they even waited this long to do it, end quote. People just be making up stuff. Okay.
Word.
So, whatever. Keisha Kayor and Gucci is set to marry today, tonight.
I'm getting married in a couple of hours. We actually on the way to the wedding after we...
Actually, yeah. Yeah, we're boarding the charter plane that he flew out to us. And we got on our all white.
Yeah, so we will be there.
I'm lying. We got our all white on the plane, but we're going to change. Yeah. But yeah, we're recording on Tuesday, obviously. So that is set to premiere tonight at 10 p.m. And if you paid attention earlier this week for the rehearsal dinner, they did the all red matching, looking crazy. She had the all red gown. I really was rocking with that all red gown.
And the Gucci copped her the Wraith, though.
Yeah, copped her a Rolls Royce. Okay. How cute.
Crazy.
It was $315,000.
She dropped her knees when she seen that shit, too.
Yo, like... Okay.
I'm happy for them, though.
I am.
I'm happy for Gucci.
Super happy. So happy. Super happy. And it wouldn't be no shade if I didn't bring up unnecessary mess. Okay? We're not just going to congratulate you and go about our day. So it's rumored that she has 3 kids.
I heard about that.
That she left in Jamaica. And he has a kid that he doesn't take care of. Now, I know that he had a kid.
He got a kid that he doesn't take care of?
Well, it's rumored that he's not paying the child support that he should be paying, or he's paying pennies in child support.
And he just caught the
$315,000.
I don't want to believe that.
But that's the word on the street. I don't know how true that is, but if that is true, I went through her whole Instagram because I wouldn't be a great reporter if I didn't see the facts. And I didn't see no pictures of no kids. So I don't know. Maybe she's a horrible mother, or that's just
banning their kids on some crazy shit.
Or that's just not true. So I don't know. Okay.
Damn, Gooch, come on, man.
Right. Thank Keisha. Come on. If that's true. All right. Last but not least, Black China is about that coin. Okay. And she's also not one to play with. So Black China is suing the whole entire Kardashian family.
Whoa. Every last one of them though.
You know what? I'm not a fan of Black China, but she is so petty to the point of it's just disgusting sometimes. And I wouldn't be applauding her if it wasn't the Kardashians.
If it was anybody else, you'd be like, oh,
absolutely.
My God.
I'd be like, maybe you're doing a little bit too much. But yeah, the Kardashians absolutely deserve it. They should have been sued for raping the culture. But anyway, in the suit, China's claiming that the Kardashians used their, quote, power and influence over the E! Network to kill the second season of Rob and China, end quote.
Well, they're not even fucking together no more, so what the fuck do you care?
Right, but I guess that would have been juicy enough for a second show. Yeah. Okay, so she also alleges that the Kardashians interfered with the show to the point production found it nearly impossible to shoot. All right, but however, The Shade Room is reporting that the real gag is sources connected to the network are saying that there is documentation that shows the show was picked up. Oh, I'm sorry. The show was not picked up for a second season because China refused to be in the same room as Rob, making it impossible to save the show in its entirety. Okay? So, she's also suing the family for battery for her claims against Rob, citing domestic violence. Okay, girl, well, get your coin.
Wow.
Rape the family alive. Rape as in, dang, I shouldn't have used that word. Rape as in financially rape.
Yeah. Get in pockets.
Not physically rape, of course. Okay. All right. So that is no shade. Let's go ahead and get the moves out the way, shall we?
Ain't really no moves, but Izzy has his No Chaser tour at Origami. Izzy, I think, was our first guest.
Hey, Izzy.
So shout out to the homie.
Was he our first guest? He really was.
I think so, yeah.
So Izzy shows so much love. He's so humble.
Yeah, he is. So, like I said, his No Chase tour. I think he's been in Atlanta. Mm. He's been to some places, and he brought it back. And he brought it to the 7-5 this weekend.
Love.
So that's Friday, Origami. I think it's from 5 to 10, the day party hours.
Oh.
I'll probably hit that up.
Interesting.
That's Friday.
I don't know. Your level's looking kind of low. Why is that?
I felt low. Is it good now? We good now?
Yeah. You should be okay.
Yeah. So that's Friday. Like I said, 5 to 10. Most likely I'll be there. I want to support that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's Friday. So that's what we have for the moves. You got anything?
I just want you guys to save the date and save your canned goods. So save the date of November the 17th, and also save some canned goods and non-perishable items because we want to feed the less fortunate. All right. You know, how fortunate are you to go home in your nice soft bed and eat your food? We always complaining about we broke and all that stuff, but you can still afford a cookout. You can still afford Wendy's. Some people can't afford none of that. And we about to eat good at our grandmama's house and our mama's house on Thanksgiving, and some people can't do that. So let's, give.
Let's give back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who got the jobs?
Speaking of give back,
mm-hmm.
The jobs later. Let me see. Norfolk is having a community job fair on October 24th, Tuesday. So next Tuesday, Norfolk Community Job Fair from 1 to 4. That's going to be at the Murray Center on 455 East Brambleton Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia. So that's Norfolk Community Job Fair, 455 East Brambleton Avenue. They're having all kinds of 100 positions available, administrative assistants, communication specialists, seasonal openings, guest services, management positions, IT, financial aid, cable installers, like hella positions. So that's you can actually pre-register on www.jobfairnorfolk.com. So like I said, that's Norfolk big ass job fair Tuesday, October 24th from 1 to 4 at the Murray Center. And like I said, you can pre-register for that, or if you want to learn, if you want to see some more information about it, that's www.jobfairnorfolk.com. And of course, on the page, I'll put that up there so you guys can see it. Aerotech hosts a job fair every Tuesday at the Virginia Employment Commission in Norfolk. So every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon, they have it. It's ongoing. So it was this Tuesday. It's going to be next Tuesday and going forward, I guess, into the positions that they want to get filled up. That's Aerotech. They're hiring for a ship repair. So if you're trying to get in any of the shipyards, that's a good avenue to go. A warehouse, health jobs, and professional services. So customer service reps and different things like that. So that's Aerotech. That's every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to noon at the Virginia Employment Commission, the Norfolk office. That's 5145 East Virginia Beach Boulevard. And Cox is also hiring for technical services representatives. It says they're starting out at $14.83. So that's Cox and Greenbrier for technical support reps. That's Cox Communications, Chesapeake. Like I said, they're hiring for technical support rep, technical support reps. So that's what I have for the jobs. Like I said, pay attention to the page, the Beauty and the Trill Twitter page, and I'll repost those. So that's what we have for the jobs. Y'all go get that, get those coins.
I'm seeing our favorite celebs dressed in this all white on the Shade Room. So really quick, just to circle back to No Shade a little bit. You know, me and my boyfriend was talking like, how are they going to do this? Because this is a 10-part series, like a 10-episode series. So I was like, we not gonna see the wedding until like
wait. What was a 10-part series?
The main event. What they're premiering tonight is 10 parts. So I was like, so we not gonna see the wedding until like February, because that's like 10 weeks. However, what I'm thinking that they're gonna do, if BT is smart, which they should be, is they're gonna have the wedding live tonight, because they keep saying live on the commercials. Have the wedding live tonight and then rewind it on the planning and everything.
I hope that's what they do.
Yeah, because I'm not, there's no way that I'm about to look at all these pictures and not look at the wedding until getting on March. 10 weeks.
Because it says live. So something it has does to be say live.
Yeah, it does say live. So I think that they're going
to
do the wedding tonight, show the wedding live tonight, absolutely. And then starting next week, they're going to start showing the planning of the wedding.
You're not going out here to not go to the wedding.
Absolutely. Like, what we flying out for? You know what I mean? Janae already called me. Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
You know, she looking good with her all white. She asking me how I'm looking. Oh, we also see, what's her name? Carucci.
What's her name? Shady.
I know Carucci. Nah. Hey, girl. Don't fight me. We see Trina looking good. Trina was a bridesmaid, I thought. But maybe this might be the before party.
Okay.
Because it is premiere tonight. You see little yo guy, what's the nigga name? Lil Yachty. Okay, so yeah, that's all I want to say. I'm so excited. All right, so let's get to it.
Yeah, I feel like we need to
hustle. All right, so tonight's episode is called Community Service. And we're not talking about picking up trash.
Nah.
Oh, but we might. Oh, but we might be. Okay, so for the community, you've always heard me say something about for the community. Some of my key estates have been for niggas who are for the community. You have heard me reference Vic for being for the community, which I stand behind absolutely 100%. You've gotten wilder.
Wilder?
You have.
How have I gotten wilder?
You've gotten wilder.
I feel like I've calmed down a lot.
Really?
I have.
Is this calm?
Yeah, I feel like I've calmed down a lot.
Wow. Okay.
I'm picking and choosing my spots. Picking
Are
and
you?
Choosing which neighborhoods I go.
Whoa. Okay. Well, so community service. We're going to talk about people who are for the community. They for everybody. Like,
I'm not for, I'm for the bad bitches. I'm not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For the elite.
Well, you know, there are a lot of pretty girls in this world.
There are a lot.
There's a lot. So, you know, that... We didn't say which community that you could be for.
No.
You know what I mean?
True.
You could be for the black community. You could be for the elite, quote unquote, community that you reference. You know what I mean? What do you think the difference is? Well, let me tell everybody who doesn't know Trill. Okay. I say he's for the community because, you know, I have witnessed him getting at / shooting his shot / flirting with a lot of pretty girls. Now, I'm not discrediting you and saying that some of these women have been ugly. I've never seen you talk to an ugly girl. All of them are elite. However, Ooh. It is a lot of them. So that doesn't make you any less of a hoe. I mean, like, what?
Give it to me.
I'm just saying. Man. So what is the difference between what you think for the community is and what you do?
I feel like for the community is like when you talking to girls and like all their friends.
Mm.
I haven't really done that. I'll pick one out the bunch.
Okay.
And we'll try to.
Will you?
Go with that.
Do you?
Yeah, I pretty much. Like, if I actually get one now.
You act. Okay.
You can't call me for the community if I didn't get you and then move. This is what we're about to get into. Okay. That's what we're about to get into. That's what we're about to get into.
The technicality.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the original episode we was going. He tried to talk to me. That's what we were going. But for the community, as a whole,
can,
lot. Community service is a lot better.
But, I mean, it's so.
But so many different.
It's so intertwined, though.
Yeah. It's all intertwined.
So we might as well just throw that in there too.
Yeah.
He tried to talk to me.
Yeah.
But that is a subcategory of he's for the community.
He's for the community.
So just because you tried to talk to a couple out of the one out of the group does not exclude.
Yeah, the other ones. No, if I tried to holler at you and you declined, you, hey, I'm not. Because everybody has their preferences. Maybe you didn't like me. Maybe you was talking to a nigga or something like that. And I tried to holler at you. That doesn't discredit. I can't then go holler. Like, if I say, hey, what's good? I want your number. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. So I'm like, all right, bet. So that doesn't mean I can't go back and talk to your friend. Maybe your friend don't got a nigga. Like, I don't, is the whole group cut off because I didn't, because you declined me or whatever? No. I don't think so.
Well, yeah. Because that's a little, please believe me that, have you ever had success? Just answer me that. Have you had success talking to the second chick in the group? So yeah. Once you have.
Yeah.
And they've remained friends?
Yeah. If we didn't mess around like that, there's really nothing to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nothing to.
Interesting. Also, how many friends do you go through until you're like,
that's corny. Just going through friend after friend after friend.
Exactly.
That's really whack. I feel like two, and then get out.
I mean, I just gotta ask.
If you can't bag two of them, then you really just look. Go to one, and one will get you one, and you get the other one, and then get out of there. But a lot of things you see nowadays is a lot of these bitches know each other.
Absolutely.
And but a lot of these bitches weren't friends last week, but now they're friends this week, and there's new form friendships. So a lot of different cliques and shit be forming. Because sometimes chicks be friends and be knowing each other that I did not know.
But fake friends, let's be clear. Who you call a friend, a lot of women know each other, and they call each other friends.
And they'll party together and shit like that.
Right.
The club scene will have a lot of women.
Exactly.
And the bottle serving business will have a lot of chicks who didn't know each other. Now they all bottle serving together. Now they're all quote-unquote friends. But they with them every weekend, so I guess.
Right.
And,
but social media also has made women that wouldn't have crossed paths
friends
as well. But that's not your friend, low key. Like, just because y'all chat every day.
And the nigga, us as a nigga, we don't really know the extent of the friendship. If I see you talking to a chick or something you say, hey, that's my friend. I don't know the extent. I don't know when y'all met. I don't know if y'all really know each other or hung out, you know, or anything.
Right. So, you know, I will tell you this. Some girls really don't care. But other girls, like, if my friend told me, my friend now, because my definition of friend, like, I really rock with this girl.
Yeah, so, like your crew that you hang out with. Those are your
friends. Like, those are friends. Not
no,
just, right. Yeah. That's the crew. So, if she came to me and she was like, yeah, girl, he tried to talk to
me.
Has
that happened? To you or the other one?
I'm trying to think. It has happened, but one thing, depending on how my friend is talking about this man and he has already tried me, I would not say something.
Okay.
But if she's clowning him, I'd be like, yeah, girl, he was in my.
So she comes to you like she really liked this nigga and
then
shit like
I'm
that.
Quiet.
What if y'all, what if he hit it?
Mm.
I guess if that hasn't happened, I guess we'll say hypothetically.
Right. No, that hasn't happened. Actually, it has happened. It has happened. I was talking to this guy, and I wouldn't say we were talking seriously, but we were talking serious enough to have sex a lot. So, I had a friend. She's not. I call her a friend because we had our relationship in high school, and we've been longtime friends, but we're not the friends that hang out all the time, call each other all the time, but she's still a friend.
Yeah.
So she called me, and she asked me about so-and-so, and she asked me if it was okay, not really okay, but she kind of ran it by me.
Did she know that you had talked to him?
Yes, she absolutely did, because he told her.
Okay.
Or whatever, because he saw me and her snap. Snapchat story. And so, you know, she kind of ran it by me, and she was like, and I was like, girl, I am happy.
At that point, that's on her. If she don't give a fuck,
absolute Exactly. If I don't care, then do you. And I was like, girl, do you. I'm happily in love. Like, I'm good. Because I don't know. That's just a whole nother topic. But if I'm in love with my nigga, I shouldn't be monitoring what an old beat is doing. Or whatever. Very true. Like, I don't care about you no more. Do whatever you want to do. But anyway, but I'm saying, back to you. When you going through the second one, I don't know. In my mind, I'm always thinking, like, he tried to talk to my girl. Like, he might be still looking at her some type of way. Like, you dating me and you think about having sex with my friend.
But if y'all both fine, I feel like that's off the table. You're fine, your friend fine too. That might have been. Because sometimes, let's say I hollered at you and your friend went with you.
Okay.
And then, so it's not like, I mean, y'all both were over here at the bar and I just chose your friend. She curved me, then it's like, oh.
Now I'm at you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I feel you. I feel you. I mean, yeah. But.
Women do it too, though. On the nigga aspect.
We do what exactly?
The same thing.
We go through.
Yeah, women go through friends. Can women bitches be for the community too?
I mean, is that really technically for the community?
I mean, community pussy is an actual term.
Community pussy is absolutely an actual term.
Yeah.
And
community pussy just sounds so much more nasty than community dick.
Absolutely. But they both sound infected.
Yeah.
And should be checked out.
Yeah.
But your community can be your campus if you've been ran through a whole entire campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I know that happens. I mean,
all the time.
Cause it's like, this is where you at.
This is where you are.
You ain't really seeing nothing else. So it's like, damn.
And that's but so big, that campus.
Exactly.
And that community.
It might even be your fucking don't. Like, it might even be your hall. Your hall. You might even be narrowed down to not even the whole campus, just one fucking hat. Cause I mean, college is pretty big. So you're probably going through running through the same 50 niggas or whatever.
Floor 3 is conquered.
Right.
Moving on up to 4 now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is getting into a whole nother completely different topic, and maybe we should do a show about it, but could you be with someone who was a reformed community pussy?
Absolutely not.
A reformed community servant, no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, but you are a
I'm not that bad, though.
You are an unclaimed, because you don't claim for yourself.
I haven't ran through a bunch of friends and shit like that. I'm single, so I just talk to different women.
Why you keep saying friends? Friends is a subcategory of being for the community. You can
be for the community. You can run through the community, but not have to run through friends.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like I ran.
Okay, but not even run through. We got to take it all the way back. When we say for the community, we mean like you are up for grabs for anybody.
Oh, I'm not. I'm definitely not for anybody. And that's because I fuck you. That don't even mean I'm for anybody. Yeah, anybody can get fucked. But is anybody?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Like, ain't nobody gonna get. Is anybody really getting treated like a queen out here? Because that's the goal.
Listen,
who can't get fucked?
That should be a question for you. Like you should be selective with who you give dick to.
I am. I mean, there's a lot of bitches out here.
But selective.
I don't think I've hit 10% of them.
Even to the elite, you should be selective to the elite.
Oh no, I feel like if I want to 100 bad bitches,
man.
If it's 100 bad janks.
Right. This is why I think you're for the community. But that's
it's
okay.
A lot of women I ain't hit, though. So I really don't feel like I'm looking for the community. Maybe if I cross off my hit list, I'll say I'm for the community.
Will you ever get through a hit list? I mean, I think it's like a Christmas list. You don't ever get everything you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think personally why I say that you are is because, you know, every time I turn around, Vic, you at somebody.
But it's not me, though. What if I'm with somebody and then what am I supposed to do?
I'm talking about you at somebody, like, on the timeline.
Okay, fuck that Twitter shit. That's just
entertainment. On the comments. Like, yeah, what's up? Pull up. Where you
I don't be saying that shit in nobody's comments.
Okay, not pull up, but you be like, what that girl say one time? You was like, something about, dang, what that girl said. She was like, I wouldn't scream or I wouldn't yell or something. And you was, dang, I can't remember.
Twitter for entertainment, though.
That's for entertainment?
Twitter is entertainment.
So if a girl realized I wanted to give you pussy off of Twitter, you would take it serious, though? The same girl that you would be pulling up on.
With caution. If she just offered that shit up, I'm like, okay, what is this? Why are you trying to give it up like this? I thought we were joking and now you're serious. I thought it was a joke. Yeah, you know, with caution, niggas ain't dumb out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want you to be safe.
Oh, of course. No doubt.
I want you to wrap it up as well.
Of course. Yeah. I found a condom brand that I like.
Great. And you know, I am he without he without saying cast a stone. I mean, I'm not without saying either. I have had some community nigga, one or two community, quote unquote community niggas. But to my defense, I found out that he was that after we had did what we did.
Lately, if I see a chick that I've hollered from, nowadays I'm just like, you know what? Never mind. I don't already tried a friend. I'll just take myself out of the running. I don't even want that to be in my name. That
the 757 is pretty small, so you're going to kind of like run out of people unless you're getting the newly grown women.
Exactly. You have to go get you what, 18, 19 right, year old?
A 20 joint wait till she turned 21.
Exactly.
Seriously, that's what I felt like my ex-boyfriend did.
I mean, he probably did. I mean, the old heads will tell you.
He was 4 years older than me, so yeah.
I'm 4 years, I ain't really.
In college years, I was like 20 when we started dating.
He was what, 22,
24, so he was kind of already through those old head NSU days and stuff like that. Been through them all.
I mean, that is a tactic. Niggas just strategic.
Right, like vultures, you know what I mean, waiting.
In their selection.
That's gross. Yeah, man. So that's how you feel? You're not for the community?
I don't think not no more. I mean, I've gone through a spell where I won't even really talk to nobody. Like, I had opportunities and the fuck and shit like that, and I'm chilling right now.
You're chilling right now.
I've had my...
That don't even sound
I've
right.
I've had my fun. Might hit something here, something there, but... Community? Nah, more like, gated community now. Gated community. Everybody can't get in this shit. Yeah,
you need
like
a passcode?
Gated community.
For the gated community.
You need a...
Please get the fuck off the property.
Exactly, yeah.
In the gated words community. Of Drake. Okay.
That's where I am now. Gated community, security, all of that. Mm. No loud noises, all of that.
after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good for you.
That's where we at with it.
Good for you. Also, just a word of advice for anybody, any guys who are for the community. You can't really have too many rules. So, you know, Trill has plenty of rules for who he wants to date, but I don't think you should. Like, not you personally, niggas out here. You know what I mean? Like,
another thing, if he didn't fuck, don't say he tried to talk to you.
Right. Just don't say nothing. I really hate that.
Then don't hate nothing. Because half the time, it's a bitch that's lonely and don't got a man, and she just don't want you to have a man either.
That's happened to me too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It is?
Yeah, right. Well, with the next boyfriend who I was with for 3 years, right before me and him started to take it serious, she was actually a friend. She was like, girl, he tried to talk to me. And that was unwarranted. And whole time, well, she was like, he kissed me. And he said that she was lying, and I kind of believed him.
Yeah. So bitches don't be wanting their friends to be... Right. For whatever reason. Like, yeah, if y'all didn't fuck.
Right, I don't care.
And if you threw him some neck in the car and he treated you like a little hoe, just hold that down.
You know what? I said it on Twitter that if my friend is super in love with this guy, you know they're already in love. And it's kind of too late to tell her that I had sex with him before, way back in the day. And it was like, it meant nothing. It was no emotions involved. I'm keeping that to myself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
She's in love. Like, why would I be like, oh, girl? I mean, it just doesn't have to be public knowledge.
You know, what's the movie? Best Man?
Oh, yeah. You see how, like, that just ruined everything.
But he probably should have told him that he...
No, he shouldn't have wrote a book about it.
Oh, yeah. That's where he fucked up at.
Like, why are you writing books, my nigga?
Because he was good. And it was like, oh, that's not you, bro.
Nobody knew anything. And then people started putting stuff together. Like, go to the grave with that. Like, they would have got married. They would have been good. Everybody would have been great. He didn't love the girl, did he? No.
No, I think they just did it.
Exactly. So keep that to yourself, bro.
Yeah.
He tried to talk to me. He tried to eat me. He tried to stick his thing up my booty.
Yeah. None of that. If y'all didn't fuck.
Or even if y'all did.
Hold it down. And it was like once. Now if y'all had a little affair or whatever.
Right,
going,
if it was a whole affair.
You smack one, she's doing something that one. Just hold it down for real. He tried to talk to me because you just sound like a hater.
Right, exactly.
Because your he tried to talk to me could be somebody else's husband. Because we've all tried to talk to somebody out here. Especially if we live in the same area.
Right.
I let that shit go, bitch.
Right.
Hater.
Right, you know. Just cut that off your community service log. Okay, alright. Do we have a BNT letter?
We do.
We gotta go catch this plane.
We do. Yeah. Couple minutes. I'll get through this. BNT letter for today. Hey, y'all. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on dating someone your parents do not like. My mom currently doesn't like my boyfriend, and I don't know why. Mm. ! He's a great guy, but she says she has a bad feeling about him. Me and my mom normally have had a great relationship, but since I've been with him, it has somewhat put a strain on our relationship, and I don't know what to do. Help me.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. You got to go with what your mama say. You know what? Mamas just have that thing with
them.
Mom
could be hating.
Mom could be hating, but mom, like, it really depends. She said usually her and her mom have a really good relationship.
So the boyfriend is probably taken away from the mom, and she's hating.
You a hater. First of all.
Mom don't got a man. Mom first can't of all, keep a man.
I want to know if your mom is a praying woman, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Because sometimes those praying Christian women, they know that's just not something telling them. That's just not their gut. That's the Holy Spirit letting them know, like, that nigga is praying on your daughter. So yeah. I don't know. You really have to, it really depends on your mom. Now, if your mom is a lonely, you know, bitter woman, she's still mad that your dad left her 20 some years ago. You know what I mean? She may just be a hating. She just may be hating. But if she is, you know, she got her head on straight. I don't know. That part of the letter where she said her mom just has a strange feeling. I don't know. You really got to trust your gut with those.
I think you got to go with, you know, because you said you don't know why. So what is your mom's reasoning?
Sometimes you really don't have reasoning for what your gut feel? Is telling you. Yeah. Like, you kind of want to understand because it's really like women's intuition sometimes. Do you get gut feelings? Do men get those?
I get, you know, yeah.
Okay.
I get gut feelings about a situation. 9 times out of 10, that shit is right.
Right. So, just assess the situation. It really depends on your mom. Really look at your mom. Is she a hater? Yeah. Is she lonely? Not alone, because that's a big difference. Is she lonely? Is she bitter? Still mad at your daddy? She got a no good nigga laying around the house? Like, no. But if your mom is level headed, she got her things in order. She knows she has a relationship with Christ. She knows the Lord. She's a praying woman. Then that's the Holy Spirit that's guiding her.
Warn you.
Look at your boyfriend. Like, from somebody else's point of view, not through your dumb point of view, because when you in love, you are really stupid. Right. It's like the dumbest thing you can be in is in love. So, you know, write down the pros and cons of him that other people have said as well. And if you care enough, get the opinions of your friends. What do you think about my boyfriend? What do you think about him? You know? I don't know, girl. It's just something about him. Then, yeah, you should probably tune into that. What do you think?
Like I said, you probably gotta, I guess it just depends on your mom's relationship. If she's bitter and lonely, then I'm gonna say don't fuck with it.
Right.
Even still, just proceed with caution from here on out. Do a little, like I said, get the friend aspect would be good. Like I say, you know, maybe one of your friends see something too. But if they don't, I say, you know, just proceed with caution. Maybe have a conversation with your boyfriend about it. Maybe sit down, your mom and your boyfriend, have a conversation. Your mom can air these grievances or whatever the word is that she has with him, and maybe they can, you know, work something out. Maybe something that he's a vibe that he's giving off that, you know, that he's not, you know, a vibe that he's giving off that she doesn't like. Then maybe she sat down, maybe they have a conversation, but oh, okay, maybe that's why he stink faced me all the time, because I look like his aunt that used to touch him when he was coming out. I don't know.
Okay. Wow, that escalated pretty quick.
I don't know, but yeah,
vibes don't lie.
They don't.
Vibes do not lie. They don't lie. So, I don't know, girl, but that is a good idea. I like that, Trill. Sit them down. You know what I mean? Have that talk. But that's hard because, you know, niggas do come and go sometimes. But sometimes a nigga stays and he's your actual husband and he cares for you and he provides for you and becomes the head of your household as your husband. And then, you know, you only get one mother as well. So, you know, pray about it. You can kind of hear in how I've been talking lately that I'm getting closer to the throne. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. But not for real.
Wedding bells?
No, I'm getting closer to God. Oh, I need 50,000 more dollars to get closer to wedding bells.
So you on the way?
I'm certainly am. Okay. All right, girl. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
Right. That sucks. I don't have those problems. But
I see you be all in the family. Y'all good over there.
We super good.
Everybody love each other.
Everybody. On both sides.
That's how it's supposed to be, though. That's how it's supposed
to be. It really is, because I'm not going to have it any other way. I don't got time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're about to go get on this plane.
It will holler at y'all.
Yes, because Shekinah keep blowing me up, her and Trina. Mm-hmm.
And thanks for y'all, all the listens last week. We had a great, our shit was booming last week. So we appreciate y'all to keep listening, keep telling people about it. We appreciate y'all. We do this for y'all. So without y'all, ain't no us.
Seriously, like, who are all these people? We had like 100 more listeners than we usually do.
Yeah.
Where y'all coming from?
We appreciate it.
Well, donate. Shoot, if you feel in a way, everybody donate $1 if you like what you hear.
Word.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We'll holler.